This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. First-time jobless claims dropped once again today, a little bit. Another indicator that on a macro level, the labor market in this economy is still real, real tight. It's real tight on a micro level, too, as you're going to hear in today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Bruce Ridenour, and I'm in Danbury, Connecticut, and I'm a wall covering contractor. My father was a painting and decorating contractor, and he also did wallpaper. And then my older brother became a wall covering contractor several years before I got involved, and I started working underneath him in 1982. I was in my early 20s and kind of floundering around trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life. Not that I was trying to figure that out. I think most people fall into it, and that's exactly what I did. I kind of fell into it. It's been very, very busy, and I see it getting busier. I guess it started picking up a little bit 2 years ago, but up until about the first of this year, it really still wasn't that busy. And then right about the beginning of January, the phone calls started coming in multiple times a week, people looking for somebody to hang wallpaper in their house. And I have been working almost exclusively wallpaper jobs since the early part of this year. There's not a lot of guys in the trade. A number of them have either left the area, left the trade. So as the work comes more and more faster and faster, it just comes more and more to those of us who are left. Most of the paper hangers are getting old and gray, like me. I think the youngest paper hanger that I know of, I want to say he's in his early 50s, maybe his late 40s. I mean, right now there's so much work going on that we're all overwhelmed, and you know, people call and they want me to do a quote, whatever. I can give them a quote, and some of them want me to come right away, and it's like I can't. And she said, "Well, do you know anybody else?" I said, "Well, I do, but they're just as busy as I am." So it's a situation where you kind of have to sit and wait. I'm 62 years old now. Not sure how much longer I can keep this up. And it is a very physical business. I at the top of a ladder, stretching up to the ceiling, and then the next moment I'm down on my hands and knees trimming paper at the baseboard. I see myself being able to work at this for maybe another 5 or 6 years. I'd really like to see some young people take on the business. It does take a little while to develop a good paper hanger. I can see wallpapering coming back very strong in the same way that it was in the 50s and the 60s. Even to a point where a lot of people are going to have whole houses full of wallpaper again.
Bruce Ridenour, he's in Danbury, Connecticut, hanging paper. Hey, do us a favor, would you? Let us know how things are going with you. There's a space you can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.